It's 7:30 in the morning, and the community kitchen of Monroe County is already bustling with activity. Heather James and four volunteers are packing paper bags for the kitchen's summer breakfast program. By 9, two vans will leave the kitchen to deliver these meals to kids in low-income neighborhoods around the area. James and her crew are right on schedule.
Okay. You guys can put the oranges in there while I do the bologna sandwiches.
They pack lunches, too. Today, it's 80 bags with bologna sandwiches, milk, juice, and an orange.
Yesterday, they actually had peanut butter white chocolate scones. Yeah, which were amazing.
Vicki Pierce is the executive director of the Community Kitchen of Monroe County. Those scones, by the way, were made in-house, and they do that a couple times a week as a special treat for the kids. Pierce says they looked at the numbers of kids receiving free or reduced lunches during the school year to determine which neighborhoods to put on their summer delivery route. In total, 9 neighborhoods in both Bloomington and Ellettsville, where they serve about 100 kids.
Oh, you know what? We're not ready. We don't have Boys and Girls Club food.
It's our first stop.
Ben Myers is driving the van they call the ice cream truck. He parks it in a central location, like a playground, and the kids can just run up to the van, grab some food, and go. It's a bit more complicated than that at certain locations, but we'll get to that in a second.
We're going up to the Crestmont Boys and Girls Club to drop off their breakfasts and lunches. Do you want the radio off while we're doing this? Okay.
Because it's challenging to express what it's like for a lot of these kids to go out firsthand and experience it, it's eye-opening.
That's Tim Clower, assistant director of the kitchen. He's the one who makes connections with the mobile home directors and apartment managers to get permission to do the deliveries. He also worked with schools to get flyers into kids' hands before the school year ended. They serve anyone under 18, but the majority of the kids who take advantage of the free food are under 12.
I got the big one.
Okay. I got one more.
I want to. I'll take it.
We'll go see if they have any empties for us to take back.
Yep, they have some, I think. Yep.
About 37% of students in Monroe County received free or reduced lunches this past school year, according to the Indiana Youth Institute. That translates to about 5,200 kids. Pierce says some of these kids are eating breakfast and lunch at school.
And so that means in the summer when they're at home, two things are happening. They're potentially at a nutritional disadvantage because they're not getting those two meals a day at school that are well-balanced and meeting their needs. And in addition, their family's food budgets are going to be stretched so much more tightly than they are during the school year.
Whoa, we got kids already. Hey, guys. How's it going? Here, do you want to hand out meals? And I'll mark them down on the sheet.
We're now at Lindsay Hayes Trailer Court in Ellettsville, Indiana. Three kids are waiting for the van to pull over. Myers gets out a wicker picnic blanket and sets it down on a patch of overgrown grass and gravel. Some kids take their breakfast to go. Three kids stick around.
We are hanging out. Raisin bran. Juice. Apple juice. And white milk. This is all we have.
We stay at each site for 15 minutes, then it's on to the next. The kitchen paid for this program out of its own budget for years. They now receive funding from the Summer Food Service Program of the Indiana Department of Education. With that funding comes some hoops to jump through.
We'll need to keep track of how many kids eat here with us, as well as how many kids we hand a meal to and just take them home.
Myers is making tally marks on a clipboard. The funding is intended to support congregate meals where everyone comes to one location and workers make sure the kids are the ones eating the food. At this stop, Highland Park Elementary, everyone needs to sit on the blanket and eat the food while we're here.
Who wants to be on the radio?
Kids, why did we come to the breakfast truck?
To have breakfast.
Chanel Earl has been bringing her three kids to this delivery spot for 4 summers. They're 2, 4, and 6 years old.
This is like brunch.
It is. It's late enough in the day that they already had a small breakfast this morning. Here's your milk.
2 of Earl's kids eat meals provided by their schools, so the summer months are tough on her budget.
I mean, if you think about 3 kids, 5 breakfasts a week, that adds up to a lot of money really fast. And we can handle it. We would feed our kids if this wasn't here. They wouldn't go hungry.
At first, she thought her family didn't qualify for this program because, as she put it, they aren't starving. But Pierce says no one has to prove their need to be welcomed into the community kitchen.
Because the reality is they need to eat. And that's our philosophy across all of our programs, even in our dining room for our evening meal. If you need the food, we're not going to question why you need the food.
What's most important, she says, is removing barriers.
Bye. Just slide it back that way. Perfect.
Thanks to Ben Myers, Tim Clower, Vicki Pierce, and everyone at the Community Kitchen of Monroe County. Listen to this story again at eartheats.org.